Hello there, Danny Wallace and Richard Glover with you on BBC Six Music. And Anthony Head, for some reason, is now giggling. What's going on?
Sense.
I was kind of being a
there
bit
is
DJ.
None.
I've been learning how to be a DJ this
it was
week.
It's very good. No, it's good.
Talking
you see,
music.
It had power, gravitas, it had it all there.
It did, didn't
and
it?
And yet that sort of like that, you know, that trendy mix. Thing,
and yet I think a certain vulnerability.
Yes.
That's what I was
yes.
going for anyway.
No, it was good. It was, yes. Yes, and it made me laugh.
Good. Anthony Head, one of our most charming, successful actors is in the studio. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Obviously, we know you from Buffy and the Prime Minister role in Little Britain.
In Little Britain.
Merlin, is returning.
Which is returning on Saturday, tomorrow.
And excitingly, Woof. You were in Woof, apparently, which I didn't know.
Didn't you?
No.
I was in Woof. The most exciting thing that happened, it was a very sweet show. And I seem to remember I was like a spy who turned into a black Labrador.
Oh, really?
I had a motorbike, which I couldn't ride, and I had a sort of a very sharp DJ. And in fact, there was a still, publicity still from it, which I think the Daily Star, in their infinite wisdom, decided was boring to talk about Woof, so they built me up as the coming James Bond.
Oh, wow!
And so when I was doing a cover for a single from Rocky Horror at the time, and I heard on the radio, Anthony Head has been tipped as he's the new James Bond. What?
Wow.
What? I got onto my agent, of course, the broccoli said no.
Oh.
No.
A lot of people must be thinking, well, oh, Anthony Head from Woof.
Yeah, the Woof guy.
All these things in America, trade reports in Variety. Anthony Head is mainly known for his performance as a Labrador in Woof.
Oh, absolutely.
That was a good lab. I have to say. Oh, that's great. Oh, well, pity that you'd have made a great James Bond.
I would like, you know, it would have been fun, but it was I think they were lining Pierce Brosnan up, and I don't think I stood a chance.
Well, there's still time.
No, there really, really is.
Now, Richard Glover, excitingly, you have something to reveal too, Anthony.
Oh, yes. Now, you may not remember this, but about 2-3 years ago, you slipped my throat. Now, I know that sounds bad, but it was a very low-budget film of Macbeth. And I popped in for a day, and I was covered in blood and makeup, and you went...
Like, yes, I
brilliantly
remember.
Fell on the
yes.
floor. Brilliantly,
look, he's acting. He's acting right now.
I do remember. And in fact, it was I don't know what the hell happened to it. I was called up about a few months ago, and the guy, the editor, said, "There's a few problems that we're having with." with continuity. Do you think you could come back and film some more? It's just like, no, come on, do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got what you got. And, they were such a nice bunch, weren't they?
Yes, I mean, it was a massive favour you're doing, because it's a very low-budget film, and you know, massively kind.
Well, it wasn't a huge favour. It was just, I saw some footage that they'd done, and I thought it was good, there were some really nice performances in it. And I thought, no, I'd like to be part of that.
Mm.
And they were a nice bunch of guys.
Yeah, and what were you playing in this?
Dead body.
Really good dead body, though. There was a little incident that happened at the end. You and I were just having a little chat before you left, and a lady came up and said, Mr. Head, can I have your autograph, please? So you very kindly signed the autograph. Because I was standing... No. Okay, later. And then I was standing next to you, so she politely thought she'd better ask me. So she went, can I have yours too? And I said, well, yes, but I'm nobody, I'm nothing, you know, but you can. And so she politely said yes. So I took the piece of paper and signed it. And as I signed it, my hand was wet and I completely smudged yours. So she's got a nobody and then a smudge. So I apologise if you're listening.
Look where you are now.
Exactly. Sat next to me, about to perform on the ukulele in front of everyone.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Anthony Head a bit more after this. Here is Muse, Uprising. Uprising, Muse, Danny Wallace and Richard Glover here in the studio, where exciting things are happening.
There is an uproar.
There is uproar. It's all going crazy.
And an upset.
And an upset. Anthony Head has been helping us to solve the Dan Powell mystery that we've been undertaking today, trying to find Dan Powell, some kind of poet. And now, walking into the studio, is none other than King Arthur himself. Bradley, you're here as well.
Hey! Hi, thanks. Sorry I'm late.
No, that's all right. No, we're welcome.
He's Prince Arthur. He's
Prince
Arthur.
No, I do apologise. Well, I'm looking into the future. I see good things for Arthur.
he'll be king when I'm dead.
Right, fair enough.
That sucks.
But your character isn't the most pleasant character, Anthony.
He's got a kingdom to rule. He's, you know, and you know, magic happens to be a bit of a problem to him. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because you know, all the people that keep practicing magic are the relatives of the people that he killed 20 years ago. So it kind of It's not going well.
No, exactly. We've established, Anthony, you do end up killing a lot of the other characters in many of the things, including Richard Glover here.
Ah, yes.
Yes. It's obviously, yes, it's part of my my persona.
Absolutely.
I think.
And how about, you know, Prince Arthur? I mean, yeah, what a role to play.
It's an honour to, you know, play the future king. And, you know, hopefully Anthony will hurry up and, you know...
pop
his gloves. Yeah. And then we can get, you know, the real Funkin Stark. Cause then yeah. wear the big crown.
Yeah, exactly. What would you do if you ruled... what would you do if you ruled the world? Quite a big question.
A very big question, considering I just got through the door. I had time to think about it. I would entertain myself. I have no idea how.
It would have something to do with football. It must have
would
something it? To do with
if
football.
I ruled the world, I would...
Fantasy football would be the chosen sport of kings.
Oh, man, I hope you don't get in charge. This is a dreadful society.
Yeah, that's, you know, don't let me in charge of the world is the lesson we've learned from this short session.
On BBC Six Music. Yeah. Richard, I've always thought you would look good in a crown. You know, can you get any tips from these guys, maybe?
Well, no, you're a king.
Well, I am
yeah,
a king, yeah.
So don't deflect onto me. You know, Danny's a king of his own country.
I had no idea.
Yeah, no, it's true. I started my own country.
You know, yes, I did know about
there
that.
There you go, in a one-bedroom flat in Bow. So, weirdly, I am the only true royal in this room.
How's that going for you?
It's going all right, yeah. I might need a bigger premises.
King and queen parties and...
Well, only the ones that I arrange.
Okay.
And even then, I don't really invite myself.
Many inaugurations?
No, not really, no. Mm. But it's quite good having a little country like that, because it does mean that my country is the only fully double-glazed country in the world. So, I mean, you know, my mortgage is international debt.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
That is something to shout about.
Exactly.
You know, boast about to the other countries.
Yeah, and so Merlin's back tomorrow night.
Tomorrow at 6:40.
At 6:40. What was the reaction like to the first series?
It was huge. It was great. I mean, it's a worldwide hit.
Is it?
It is. It really is. It's like...
It's the Anthony Head touch.
It must be. I obviously have got that Midas thing going on somewhere. No, it's really good. I mean, I think there's only three territories in the world that haven't bought it.
You're joking. Who are these people?
North Korea.
Right.
Iceland, I believe.
Iceland?
And, yeah.
Well, Bradley, what have you done to the Iceland people?
I can tell you the third is, actually, which I think is the most interesting one, which is Ireland.
Ireland,
yeah.
Happens?
Yeah. Yes,
the third
it one.
Is.
And the reason... Because they get, you know, BBC free anyway.
So. I see. So they know. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
I mean, you wouldn't really pay for it if you got it for free. So,
no. Right. You know, that's not the best way to big up a series that's starting tomorrow night. You wouldn't pay for it, but if it's free.
That's why I don't do much publicity.
Katie McGrath, who plays Morgana, she is from Ireland, and Colin Morgan is from Northern Ireland. So
okay, so there's a bit of it, but no Icelandic people, which is why it's been a real stinker in Iceland. Yeah. Listen, thank you so much for coming in. So it's 6:40 tomorrow night, and you're off, I imagine, to do a mass of publicity today.
A little bit. Quick shout out to my godson. James.
Hello, James.
He knew I was going to be on this because he listens to the show.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll make him, I don't know, we can make up some award we can give James.
Lord.
Yeah, we make him a lord of my country. Excellent cool. work, James. thanks, boys, for coming in. Let's get some more music. Here's the White Stripes, the Denial Twist.